我们先有点祷告。
Let's begin with a prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你晚上又给我们时间来到你的面前。
Because this evening, once again, you give us time to come before you.
你让我们每次到你面前来的时候，你都借着你从前说的话，也今天向我们再说一遍。
Every time when we come before you, Lord, you use the words that you speak. You spoke
before. 主啊，我们要向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship you.
因为你是乐意显明你自己是神的那一位创造者。
Because you are pleased to reveal that you are the creator, you are God.
也是救赎我们的安排者。
And that you are the one who arranged to give us salvation.
人在你面前走差了路，但是你一直伸手出来，把人挽回到你原先的心思里。
And man continues to walk astray before you, but you stretch out your hands to redeem us, to restore us to your path.
主啊，我们实在是没有话好说。
Lord, we don't have anything else to say.
因为你没有留下一样好处不给我们。
Because you have not withheld anything good from us.
主啊，你施恩的时候固然是恩典的显明。
And when you give us grace, and it's of course it is the manifestation of your grace.
你造就拆毁我们的时候，仍然是带着那个深深的恩典。
But even when you edify us, when you tear us down, it is still with your deep grace upon us.
又让我们可以很完整地回到你的光中。
So we can return completely under your light.
主，我们没有话说。
Well, we have nothing to say.
因为你实在是乐意向人施恩的神。
Because you are so willing to give us grace.
你要照着你那荣耀的旨意领我们走那属天的道路。
It is according to your gracious will that you lead us to this heavenly path.
要叫我们走到路程终点的时候与你面对面。
And when we get to the end, we'll see you face to face.
你在荣耀里，我们也在荣耀里。
That you will be in glory and will be with you in glory.
因为你没有留下一样好处不给我们。
Because indeed you have not withheld anything good from us. We praise you, Lord.
我们在读到诗篇里面的话的时候，
As we once again read the words in the Psalms,
你要怎样对我们说话，求你借着圣灵的运行，把你心里的意念显明在我们耳朵里，心思里。
And whatever you want to say, may you use the work of your Holy Spirit to speak to us in our ears and in our hearts.
让我们真实懂得，照着你的管理和引领，走到路程的终点。
So that we can truly get to the end by your grace and by your guidance.
主，带领我们在你面前学习更深的，去追求，接受你的丰富的恩典。
Lord, lead us into a deeper learning to pursue after your abundant grace.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
May you listen to our prayers in our Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 你再想一下那个。好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
没想到，读到现在我们超过了第100篇诗篇了。
And without even being aware of it, now that we have gone through past Psalm 100.
感谢主，我看看，再过了今天晚上，恐怕只剩下两篇，我们又把卷四看完了。
Then after tonight, probably after two more Psalms, then we would have finished book four.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为在第四卷的里头，神借着他自己说话，借着祷告的人说话，他把他心里头所有的意念向仰望等候他的人毫无保留地展开。
And we thank the Lord in book 4 through himself speaking and through the ones who pray speaking that he has given usThe will in his heart without reservation.
我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
那么今天晚上我们从102篇再往前去看。
And this evening, we will go forward from Psalm 102.
这个102篇上头的小字就是说明了谁在那发表这篇诗篇。
At the very beginning, it tells us in the small print that tells us who are there to express this song.
没有人说他是大卫。
And nobody says that this is David.
但是大家都承认，这恐怕仍然是大卫所发表的祷告。
But most would acknowledge this is probably also the prayer of David.
我们看上来的时候呢，我们有，在我个人来说，我有两方面的体会。
And for me, I have two points of understanding.
一个就是一般人都以为非常可能是大卫写的诗。
One hand, it is just like most everybody thinks that this is written by David.
但是从里边的内容来看呢，
But if you look at the content,
当然大卫也是经过这些许许多多的难处。
And of course, David has gone through all this hardship.
但是从字句上面来看，好像写这一篇102篇诗篇的人是在被掳的时期里头的以色列人。
But from the words, it seems like these people that are describing Psalm 102 are the Israelites who are in captivity.
因为在里面提到的事情呢，就不仅是个人的问题，也不是单单提到集体的问题，而是明明的点出这个是以色列整个的问题。
Because the problems that are mentioned here is not just personal or as a group, but it's very evidently talking about the entire Israel.
如果说到像里面所提到的那些话语，如果不是下到极度难以承担的难处理，是发表不出那里面的感觉的。
Because from the words that we can tell, if it's not under some unbearable hardship, this kind of feelings cannot be expressed.
他从个人的那个遭遇开始。
From the circumstances that a person encounter personally.
一直扩大到整个西安的问题。
It spreads out to the issue of Zion.
因为一提到西安的问题的时候，
Because as long as we mention the problems of Zion,
这个就牵连到神的永远的旨意里头，
then,
要建造以色列成一个祭司的国度的。
And it has to do with the eternal will of God to build Israel as the kingdom of priestly kingdom for God.
因为一直在第二篇我们看到末了的时候，那个重点就在就到了重点的那个地点，就到了西安。
Because as we read the end of this psalm, we can see the focal point is in Zion.
那如果从这里来看，明显他不是在大卫在以前遭遇难处而流浪的时候。
Because this is not recording the time when David was
coming across affliction. 因为那里头人在神面前所仰望等候的是以色列的苏醒和复兴。
Because what man was waiting for at that time was the revival or the awakening of Israel.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那好，那么我们先回到零二篇的里面去注意。
So let's go to Psalm 102.
小字就说，困苦人发昏的时候，在耶和华面前吐露苦情的祷告。
And the small text says, this is a prayer of the afflicted when he's faint and pours out his complaint before the Lord.
那这些话就解说了祷告的人他所处的环境。
And this tells us the circumstance of the person who prayed.
而不是偶然碰到一点难处。
It's not just encountering some difficulties.
而是长久不断的 遇到难处。
It's not just for a short time, but it's for a long time.
而这些难处又产生一个力量，好像催逼他，你不要再跟随主了。
And the affliction, the hardship, as if it has a voice to tell him not to follow the Lord anymore.
因为如果你是这样的跟随主，主的祝福也没显出在你身上，那你还跟随主做什么呢？
Because even if you follow the Lord and the Lord's blessing is not manifested on you, why are you following him?
但是在这个祷告的人的里头，一个催促不是这样。
But within this person who prayed, there is not the same prompting.
越是感觉难处的压力沉重的时候，他越是要到主的面前仰望主的扶持和怜悯。
The more he feels the pressure of the affliction, the more he goes before the Lord to look upon his mercy.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意到他在祷告里面说出的那个光景。
My sister, take note of the prayer, the circumstance that he expressed in the prayer.
你留意第二节。
Take note of verse 2.
你肯定他是不止一次两次的祷告。
And you can be sure this is not one or two times of prayer.
他是长久的在那里祷告。
It is prayer for a long time.
在他祷告出来的时候，神好像没有答应。
It seems like after he prayed, God did not answer him.
那在这样的一个情形里头，
and under such circumstance,
他就感觉得到，要特别特别需要主的扶持和怜悯，不然他实在没办法再往前走。
And he especially feels that he truly needs the Lord to sustain him and the Lord's mercy, and otherwise he cannot go on anymore.
所以你留意那这字句真的是很迫切的。
So you can see the urgency in the words.
一节就说，耶和华呀，求你听我的祷告，容我的呼求达到你面前。
The first one it says, Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry for help come to you.
你体会到这句话里头说出什么，也说什么事实了。
Yeah, can you understand what it is about?
你肯定看见这一个人在神面前祷告是不住的，在那里没有停止。
And you can for sure see this person continues to pray before God without stopping.
但是结果神好像完全没有反应。
But it seems like at the end, God has no response at all.
那我们在主的面前也常常会有机会落到这样灵里头的困乏里。
And we also can encounter this kind of spiritual dryness and fatigue.
所以他继续祷告下去的时候说，神啊，求你在我激荡的日子你向我侧耳，不要向我掩面。我呼求的日子，求你快快应允我。
And that's why he continues to say, Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. In the day when I call, answer me quickly.
这是他，或者他这一批人，走过了一段困扰的日子，那是困扰还没过去。
And this is for him or for that group of people, they are walking on this path of affliction and the affliction has not passed.
与神的答应又好像完全隐藏起来。
And it seems God is hiding his face and not answering.
所以才让他的里面那个鸡婆来向神说，神啊，你要侧耳听我的话，你不要不理会我在你面前的祈求。
So he expressed his urgency and asked God to answer him quickly and also not to ignore him.
你能快快来应允我们，那是最好的。
It would be great if you could answer us quickly.
为什么他的祷告到了那么迫切的地步呢？
Why is that his prayer has such urgency?
弟兄姊妹，你留意他在这里诉说他的灵里头的光景的实际是怎样。
And brothers, take note of the spiritual condition that's expressed here.
那是一些字句我就不说了，他反正就是说到
And
他已经好像走到路的尽头了。
And I won't go into the details of the words, but it seems like he is saying that he is going to the end of the road.
他就举了几个例子。
And he gave some examples.
来表达他当时的情形。
And to express the circumstance he was in at that time.
第六节那里。
Verse 6.
他说我如同旷野的啼哭，我好像荒场的幼鸟，我警醒不睡，我像房顶上孤单的麻雀。
And it says, I resemble a pelican of the wilderness. I have become like an owl of the waste places. I lie awake and I've become like a lonely bird on a housetop.
弟兄姊妹，这里他祷告的三件事情出来。
And brothers and sisters, there are three things in this prayer.
你能体会得到，当时他这些祷告的人的处境是里外都很受重压。
And you can feel that at that time, the condition of those who pray, they are expressing or they're encountering pressure within and without.
他说说我好像在旷野的啼哭。
It says, I resemble a pelican of the wilderness.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
有迫切的需要，但是没有解决的方法。
That means there is an urgent need, but there's no way to resolve it.
因为在旷野什么都没有。
Because there is nothing in the wilderness.
但是他要得着粮食上哪去找？
In order to get food, where he should he go?
简单的话来说，比方说那个地方是沙漠。
For example, if this is a desert.
没有什么动植物在那里。
That's not much living, not much animals or plants in there.
你这个小鸟，你要找吃，去找什么呢？
And for this little bird to try to find something to eat, where should he go?
你要去找食物的时候，
if you want to go find food,
要是碰到那些猛兽，恐怕他自己就成为一个食品给野兽吃掉了。
And if they encounter some bigger animals, maybe they will become the food of these bigger animals.
如果不，他找不到那个食物的话，
And if he cannot find food,
他本身也要饿死了。
Then he would die of hunger himself.
他不仅是说的这个事情。
And not only this.
他又说到好像在荒场的幼鸟。
Also mentions that he's like an owl of the waste places.
那这个是很大的那个属于马鹰的那一类的大鸟。
And this is a big bird.
他们本性上面是很凶的人。
And they are fierce in their nature.
但是他的处境是什么呢？
But what is the circumstance?
在荒场上面。
They are in the waste places.
也就是说是什么都没有的地方。
Which is to say a place with nothing.
他遭遇的跟那个啼哭是差不了多少的，从外面来看。
And outwardly, its circumstance is not much different from the pelican.
这也就我们心里头觉得不太容易承担的是什么？接上去的那一种光景。
And something that's even harder for us to accept is what's mentioned that follows.
他说我就像房顶上孤单的麻雀。
It says, I have become a lonely bird on the housetop.
房顶上孤单的麻雀。
And a lonely bird, a lonely sparrow on the housetop.
看到有人生活在那里。
And you can see there are people living there.
或者说在生存的这个要求上面，也许他没有遭遇到上面那两样的那样的困题。
Oh, in terms of living requirement, this bird is not encountering the difficulty that's mentioned about.
但是有一件事情是叫他不太容易承担的。
But that's one thing that's hard for this bird to bear.
什么呢？
And what is this?
他是像孤单的麻雀在房顶上。
The psalmist says he's like a lonely bird on a housetop.
只剩下他一个人。
It's only him left.
其余的同伴呢？都不见了。
And all the companions are gone.
为什么不见呢？
Why are they gone?
这里没说原因。
And it is not, this does not tell us.
如果你从上文看下来，
but if you read the text,
你很清楚的可以了解。
And you can understand it very clearly.
不是饿死。
whether they are the diet of starvation,
大的植物吃掉,
or they are eaten by other bigger animals.
如果都不是这些,
but if it's not for these reasons,
只剩下来是一个人,
and he is alone all
by himself, 他能走到有人居住的地方,
and he can go to a place where others live.
但是有人居住的地方, 他也不一定找到粮食。
But even in the place where others live, he cannot, may not be able to find food.
最叫他难当的是,他只剩下他一个人。
But most, what's most unbearable for him that he's
left by himself. 他说他屋顶上的麻雀。
It's like a lonely sparrow on a housetop.
特别写出一句话说，孤单的。
And especially mentions he's lonely.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有经历过一些困扰的情况的时候，你没有办法了解这些文字描述的事情会出现吗？
And if we have not encountered any difficulties, it would be hard for us to imagine whether these things as mentioned here can happen.
当然会出现。
And of course they will happen.
如果主不怜悯不扶持，
without,
许多的人都时刻落到这种情景里。
Without the Lord's mercy and him sustaining,
a lot of people will come, 屋顶上孤单的麻雀。
A lot of people will come to this circumstance.
我们就没办法不想起。
When we mention about lonely bird and housetop,
特别在现在这个世代里,
we can imagine in this generation,
你听见你看见你认识有许许多多的人你看他很正常。
You can see, you can hear, or you can encounter many people you think they're very normal.
但事实上他们是将发生了人最难脱出的那一个忧愁病。
But they have the disease of depression that is very hard to recover from.
人是活着。
The person is living.
边上有许多的人。
And they have a lot of people surrounding them.
但是他就觉得没有一个人同情他。
But they feel that there's no one
that can sympathize with him. 没有一个人知道他的心里的苦恼。
And no one can understand his distress within.
他默默地每天每天地忍受这一个困扰。
So every day silently they suffer.
以致就成了那个忧愁病在那里。
And then it becomes depression for them.
请问你看看，按照人间的那个光景来看，现在是人类的文化和那个心思技巧发展到蛮高点的时候。
And in men's eyes, this generation, we have come to a very high point in terms of culture.
那么大的难处我们都解决了，难道我一点点的忧愁我脱不掉吗？
And we can solve huge problems, and can we not get rid of depression?
脱不掉就是脱不掉。
But we cannot get rid of it, and we cannot.
当人落到这样困苦里头，
So when man is under such affliction,
各种各样不同的困苦。
All kinds of hardship.
但是带给人的那个感觉就是说，你是一个绝望的人。
And the feeling that it brings to man is that you are a man of despair.
你没有路可以走了。
There's no way out for you.
那么在这样的情形的里面，
So under such circumstance,
他还能想什么呢？
What can he think?
如果是一个不认识神的人，
If it's for someone who does not know God,
肯定他走自杀的路就完了。
For sure, he will walk on this path of suicide and be all gone.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这个人是有主的人。
This person has the Lord.
他是走到人看为绝望的光景里。
He is in a situation where men consider despair.
但是他心里头有一个指望。
But in his heart there is a hope.
神应该还是我的指望。
God should still be my hope.
你看你读下去的时候你就看到他们是这样的一个心情在主的面前去寻求。
And when you read on, you see this is the heart that he has to seek before God.
你再往下看的时候，
If you continue to read on,
他的心思发展到一个非常可怕的光景。
His thinking has gone to a place that's quite terrible.
他不仅是为了那个困扰的事情来烦恼。
Not only was he troubled by those things that
had affliction to him. 很长的时间等候主，主没有答应。
The hardest for him is that he has been waiting on the Lord for a long time, but the Lord has not responded.
没有答应。
Not only has the Lord not responded.
你看看里头有几句话，说出他实在好像 找到绝路一样。
You see, there are some words that describe that he has gone to the end of his path.
那第十节。
Verse 10.
这都因你的恼恨和愤怒，你把我拾起来，又把我甩下去。
Because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have lifted me up and cast me away.
弟兄姊妹们，你没有走过这一段情况的路的时候，你绝对不会感觉这个人背的担子有多重。
If you have not gone through such a path, that you could not understand how heavy the burden this person is bearing.
那以致他产生一个非常非常可怜的想法：我的年日如日影边斜，就是没有多少日子了。
So that,
同时呢，我也如草枯干了。
So that this terrible thoughts came to him. It says, "My days are like a lengthened shadow, and I wither away like grass."
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他实在是走到人中间最不容易走的路程。
He has indeed gone to a path that is most difficult for man.
但是主是终于是他灵里的苏醒的那个唯一的路。
But the Lord is still the only way for him to be awakened in his spirit.
因为他走到这样绝望的地步的时候，
because as he gone to this place of despair,
主开始做工。
The Lord starts to work.
主没有开始做太多的工。
The Lord has not started working a lot.
主只是在他里头给他一个意念。
But the Lord only gave him a
给他一点的心思。
Gave him an idea.
虽然我好像叫天也无门，叫地也没有路的光景。
So even though I'm in a situation when I call to heaven and earth, there's no response.
按照神的性情，他不会把我抛在这样的环境里。
According to God's nature, He would not leave me in such circumstance.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为当这个人心思一回到主面前的时候。
And when this person's mind is turned back to the Lord,
他就灵里面又苏醒过来。
His spirit is once again awakened.
他知道，在人中间或者在地上，我好像没有路走。
He knows that even though on earth or among men, he has no way out.
主又好像把我放到远处。
And it seems like the Lord has cast me away very far.
但是我感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
我别的都忘记了，我就是记得一件事情，神是永远的神。
I can forget about everything else, but one thing I remember, God is a God of everlasting.
其实他是永远的神。
Since he is an everlasting God.
我是会过去的。
I will end.
但是他却是永远的。
But he will abide forever.
我带着我的快要过去的那种光景到他面前来的时候。
When I bring myself in a situation where I'm about to pass and come to him.
你神啊，你对人的同情和怜悯，你不会把我永久抛在绝望的光景里。
And God, because of your sympathy and mercy toward man, you will not cast me into this place of despair forever. We thank the Lord.
当这个最困苦里头的人，一心思一回到主的光中的时候。
When this afflicted person, his mind is turned back to the Lord.
他不仅是看见神是永远的。
Not only did he say God is forever.
他不仅是看见神在他感觉绝望的时候，神还给他有希望的。
And not only did he see while he's in despair, God still gives him hope.
他更想起神的信实来。
And he also remembers God's faithfulness.
神的信实是什么呢？
So what is God's faithfulness?
因为神在人的中间，不是只有他和我的个别人的关系。
Because it's not just the relationship with God and man is not just God and the individuals.
因为他自己有应许。
Because he has his promise.
他纪念地上的人。
He remembers men on earth.
特别是纪念被选召出来的，这里没有说以色列人，但是却说出了神所拣选的那个地。
Especially mentions, it's not especially mentioned here about Israelites, but he remembered those he called.
就是神的应许在那里，不单是纪念人，同时也纪念地。
God remembers Zion, so not only does God remember man, he also remembers the land.
因为神的应许是在那里说得很清楚。
Because God's promise is very
clear. 我要挽回你们。
I will redeem you.
我呼召你们出来。
I call you.
要叫你们成为一个祭司的国度。
I call you out to be a
你们要活在我把你们所安放的地方。
And you will live in the place where I
place you. 那个就是西安。
Which is Zion.
那个就是以色列地。
Which is the land of Israel.
所以说我要在这个地里头建立这个祭司的国度。
And God said that on this land I will establish his kingdom.
这个事情是谁要做的
This is what God wants to do.
我个人的事也许神会偶然忘记当然神不会忘偶然忘记
And maybe God sometimes will forget about my
first real things. 因为我们以前都已经一直看下来神常常是用着难处作为他造就我们的工具
But of course God will not forget about us because he uses hardship to edify us.
但在神心里最重的那件事情
But what's most heavy in God's heart
他要把锡安建造起来
is to establish Zion
他要建造把锡安建造起来
for him to establish Zion
他就 不会放弃我们
then he will not give us up
因为他是永远的神
because he's God
并且他要建造锡安的这一件事情也是要在神永远的旨意里头站在一个翻很关键的地位上的
And the building up of Zion is a key in God's
eternal plan. 神一定要把它造成的
That God will for sure accomplish this.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
当他的心思一回到主的旨意里面的时候
When his mind is turned back to the will of God.
他里头苏醒
Then he's awakened within.
虽然难处在外面没有过去
Even the afflictions are still there.
但是他看到在极大的难处的中间神作为他的指望并且与永远的指望这一点分不开的呢他里头就苏醒
So even among the greatest affliction he still see God is his hope and his eternal hope
因为他说到神啊你可以忘记我们但是你不能会忘记你自己的名
Because he says that God you can't forget about us But you cannot forget about your own name
但是感谢主主也不会忘记我们当然主 是不会忘记他自己的名
But of course we thank the Lord that he will not forget about us And of course he will not forget about his own name
你看到这个祷告的人抓到神心里头的很重的那个负担
And we see that this person who prays truly grab hold of what's heavy in God's heart
神要让他的名不仅是传于西安也要 传在全地
And God wants his name not only to spread in Zion but to spread all over the earth
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
你留意到如果你我们就细细的把他的那个光景留意一下的时候你留意到
If we pay attention to the condition here
二十节
In verse 20
我们从十九节开始看
We begin with verse 19
因为他从至高的圣所垂看耶和华从天上地观察要垂听被囚之人的叹息要释放将要被死将要死的人使人在锡安传扬耶和华的名在耶路撒冷传扬赞美他的话就是在万民和列国聚会侍奉耶和华的时候
And we just read from verse 19 to 22
感谢主
Thank the Lord
他这里紧紧地抓住了神的永远的旨意的这些
That he truly grabbed hold of the execution of God's eternal plan
神不放弃他自己那永远的旨意
God does not give up on his own eternal plan
他就不会放弃那些在他名下的人
Then he will not give up on those who belong under his name
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
所以上文他就说到 啊，我的年日日日影偏斜，我也如草枯干。
So he mentioned that his days are like a lengthened shadow and wither away like grass.
但是当神这一个永远的心思在他里面点起一点亮光的时候。
But as this eternal will of God somewhat enlightened him with it.
叫他活过来了。
And he lives again.
你看二十三节。
In verse 23.
他使我力量中道衰弱，使我的年日短少。我说我的神啊，不要使我中年去世，你的年数世世无穷。你起初立了地的根基，天也是你所造，天地都要灭没，你却要长存。天地都要如外衣渐渐老去，你要将天地如里衣更换，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变。你的年数没有穷尽，你仆人的子孙要长存，他们的后裔要建立在你面前。
We just read from verse 23 to 28.
弟兄姊妹，如从文字上面来说，这些话我们都好像很熟了。
And from the letters of the words, seems like these words are very familiar to us.
但是这些话我们是很熟，但是能不能将我们很熟悉的话？在我们这个人的里面成为一个坚如磐石的不可摇动的一个意念呢？
So even though we are familiar with the words, but can we turn this familiar words into something that is very steadfast like a rock?
弟兄姊妹，你看这个102篇啊，好像那个祷告的人的心思是很不能和谐。
And it seems like in Psalm 102, the heart of this person who
prays
is not harmonious. In the beginning, he seems that he looks at himself as
in despair.
Even though later he did not see that he didn't see the path of despair can change, but he see that the situation can be turned around.
神啊，你使我年日短少。
So he said that
我如干草快要枯干。
Lord, you have shortened my days, and I wither like grass.
但是现在我求你。
But now I ask of you.
不要叫我中年的时候去世。
Do not take me away in the middle of my years.
哎，我中年的时候去世的话。
Because if I die in the midst of my days, then I would have no opportunity to serve you.
我要跟随你，也没有足够的时间。
And I don't have enough time to follow you.
你总得要我能越过这个中年。
That you should let me go beyond the middle of my years. It's kind of contradictory, isn't it?
上面是绝望。
In the beginning, it's this thing.
现在是有点要求。
And now there is some requirement.
不是要求你叫我做老。在造那个高寿的人。
He's not asking for longevity.
我只是神啊，你让我要活到越过中年。
I just want to ask you, God, to let me live past my middle age.
但是更有意思。
But more meaningful.
你越到中年。
Is that when you arrive
at middle age? 就产生下边的问题了。
Then what?Follows with comfort.
上面是什么问题呢？
What is the issue there?
我如果能活到中年，
If I can live to my middle age,
我一定有我的后裔。
Then I would have my descendants.
我的后裔出来的时候，
When my descendants come forth,
神啊，你是怜悯慈爱的神。
God, you are a God of mercy and love.
你是永远的神。
You are a God of everlasting.
你没有让我现在接触到永远。
And since I cannot touch upon eternity
now.让我的子孙也接触到你的永远。
But you will let my descendants touch upon your eternity.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
当一个人他在经历各种各样的难处到一个地步，而能转回到神呢不改变的旨意和神那个永远的性质的时候。
When a person encounters all kinds of hardship, and he can be turned around and encounter God's unchangeable will,
他整个人就释放了。
Then the whole person will be set free.
因为他看到一件事。
Because he sees one thing.
天地有一天都要给除掉，那是说到旧天旧地。
The heaven and earth, the old heaven and old earth, one day will be done
away. 旧天旧地一挪开，新天新地就进来。
The old heaven and old earth will be taken away, and the new heaven and new earth will come in.
新天新地一进来，城就承担人所有的困扰，没有剩下一样。
As the new heaven and the new earth comes, God will take upon all the burdens of man.
是弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事，
so,
在这个人的心思里头发出亮光。
So, brother and sister, you can see in this person's heart, he is enlightened.
从绝望回到光中。
From despair, he returns back into the light.
从回到光中。
And from returning to the light.
直到永远。
It goes from there to eternity.
都在神的面前，让神的恩手来扶持。
And he will be there and let God's gracious hand to sustain him.
神是怎么从永远到永远的神？
How is God a God of everlasting to everlasting?
跟随他的人，神也让他们像神一样，从永远。到永远。
And for those who follow God, God will let them be in the same way from everlasting to everlasting.
那是弟兄姊妹，当你把102篇这个人的心思里头的那个困扰和起变化，你领会过来的时候。
So, brothers, if you understand how this person come from being
trouble
to be turned around, and then you go to Psalm 103.
整个情势都完全改变过来了。
The whole circumstances turn around, is changed.
我特别提弟兄姊妹你留意。
Let me make special mention about something.
从摩西的91篇开始，一直下来，都是说到神在人中间领人所走过的路。
And from Psalm 91, written by Moses.And from then on, it's all the path that God has led men to walk.
在神所领人走过的路的里头，神是直接的或者间接的把神的永远的心意渗透在其中。
And from the path that God has led men to walk on, it's directly and indirectly God has placed His eternal will within it.
叫人从绝望进到希望里。
And to turn man from despair into hope.
叫人从贫乏进到丰富里。
And turn man from in lack to abundance.
叫人从那个孱弱进到强壮里。
And from weakness to strength.
那所以如果弟兄姊妹你稍微注意的话。
So for instance, if you pay
attention. 从90篇。一直到006篇
from Psalm 90 to about Psalm 105,
那这个是第卷四里头的话的话呢
These are the words in book 4.
前面那些你看到神怎么借着各种各样的人事物的变动来向人说话，说出他旨意。那个永远的意念。
And before, in the beginning, God uses all the changes in men's and events to talk about His.Unchangeability.
但是从第三103一直到106的
But from Psalm 103 to 106
这是卷四的可以说是它的小节
And we can say this is a small conclusion in book 4
你就看到一件事情
And you see one thing
如果你能活在这个光景里面的时候你是神实在是那个非常蒙福的人
If you could live in such circumstance, you are truly blessed.
所以103篇大卫的诗肯定又起头了。
So in Psalm 103, that's the beginning of the Psalm of David.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你留意从103篇开始一直到05篇。
From Psalm 103 to 105.
在这三篇诗篇里头，圣灵用了多少次？你要我的心呢、啊？你要称颂耶和华。
And how many times does the Holy Spirit use this verse? Bless the Lord, O my soul.
弟兄姊妹们，话语完全转过来了。
But sisters, you can see there is a complete change in the
words. 前面好像人落到一个难处里头，失去指望。
And before this, it seems like man has lost all hope.
但是从03篇开始， 神就一直让你活在指望里。
But beginning from Psalm 103, God continues to let men live in hope. 你不活
在神的指望里，你是不可以的。
And that's no way that you don't live in God's hope.
所以是103篇一开始就说了。
So in the very beginning of Psalm 103.
而我的心呢，你要称颂耶和华。
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
藏在我里面的要从称颂他的圣名。
And all that is within me, bless His holy name.
我不是只是叫让弟兄姊妹你留意这句话。
And I'm not saying that brothers just pay attention to this verse.
我说让弟兄姊妹你个人读的时候，你是注意这一句话在03、04这两篇里头出现了多少次。
But I want brothers to take note how many times has this verse appeared in Psalm 103 and 104.
这两篇都是不是很长的诗篇，很短的。
And these two psalms are not that long.
当然不是最短。
But of course, it's not the shortest.
那是算是短的诗篇。
But they're rather short hymn.
你看看它里面出现了多少次，你要称颂耶和华。
And let's, you can see how many times it has appeared. This verse, bless the Lord.
一次又一次，一次又一次。
It's time and time again.
但是问题，我们的问题又来了。
But now here's our question.
你要称颂耶和华。
If you want to bless the Lord.
根据什么要称颂他？
What is the basis of you blessing the Lord?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神常常是借着人向他的祷告。神在那里把他的心意启示给祷告的人，接受启示的人来发表神的意念。
And it is often that God uses man's prayer to reveal His heart desire for man and is express His desire.
你留意第一节，
103篇。Psalm 103.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。然后你再往下看看，光是这一个就好。
We just went verse 1 and 2。
然后你就看看，先看到下边，21节，你们做他的诸君，做他的仆役，行他所喜悦的，都要称颂耶和华。你们一切被他造的，在他所治理的各处，都要称颂耶和华。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
And we just read 21 and 22。
你看，短短的这十几这个22节的诗篇里边，好像。从头到末了就是满了要称颂耶和华。
And it is short hymn, short psalm, the 22 verses from the beginning to the end is to bless the Lord.
为什么要称颂耶和华呢？
Why should we bless the Lord?
03篇里边是重在神的救赎。
103, the focus is the redemption of God.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
你读03篇的时候。
When you read 103,
你看到神在人身上所显明的是他的慈爱和怜悯。
And you see what God manifests upon man is His mercy and love.
神要求我们，你别忘记我。
God requires man not to forget Him.
但神也告诉人说，我也不会忘记你。
But God also tells man that I will not forget about you.
如果你有什么的难处，我一定给你承担起来。
If you have any hardship, I will carry them for you.
但是你要必须肯定，你要站在我的一边。
But you have to stand on my side.
那弟兄姊妹们，在03篇里头有几句话是我们应该是要很好的留意的。
And my sister, there are some verses in 103 we need to pay careful attention to.
我们看看，从第三节。开始。
Begin with verse 3.
他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤。他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。 耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱，他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
We just read from verse 3 to verse 10.
这种整段的话，你说的，神心里所存的，对着人的意念是什么？
And all these words, what does it express in terms of desire of God toward man?
全是恩典。
It's all grace.
全是怜悯。
All mercy.
全是体恤。
All caring.
全是同情。
It's all sympathy.
而不管你落到一个什么的光景
no matter what condition you have
fallen, 你回到主的面前来
when you come before the Lord,
主就让你看见
the Lord will let you see.
你在他的面前没有神忘记过的一个时刻
there's not a moment that God has forgotten you.
那说了这一段的话都是很具体的
so these are very practical.
弟兄姊妹，很非常容易，你读过来你就知道了。我神要对跟我们说什么？神就说出他是用这样的心思意念和恩典能力来引导我们，来吸引我们，来造就我们。
And these words are very easy to understand. We'll see that God's desire, His heart, is to lead us with His grace, His strength, His mercy and love.
这些都是很具体的事。
And these are very concrete things.
但是这些那么具体的事情，它的根据又是什么？
But what are these concrete matters based on?
神有那么大量吗？
Is God has such capacity? We thank the Lord.
这段实际的那个话语，就把神的性情带出来了。
And these practical words bring forth the nature of God.
而你说的是就神的所事带出来了。
Which is to bring forth who God is.
当神的所事一摆出来的时候。
When who God is laid out.
人就看到一个问题了。
The man sees one issue.
神永远是我们的指望。
Oh God, man sees one point.
为什么这样说呢？
God is forever our hope.
具体的问题是说，上面所说到神在人身上所做的那一切，根据什么？
And all these words, all these things that are mentioned, what are they based on?
是根据他有这个能力。
Is it based on that he has this power?
是根据他有这个条件。
That he has the conditions.
所以他就做在我们身上做了。
And that's why he does such a thing in us.
不。
It's not.
这里所提到的事情不是说到神的智慧的问题。
And these things that are mentioned here is not mentioned about
God's wisdom. 也不是说到神的能力的问题。
It's not talking about the power of God.
是说什么？
So what do they tell us?
说到神的所事。
They tell us about God's, who God is.
说到神的性情。
About God's nature.
那这些话我们在字句上来说我们都熟悉的。
And these words are very familiar to us.
但是你熟识到一个什么的程度呢？
But how familiar are you with these words? 是不是真
的像神把他自己上我们显出来的时候，我们所领会得到的那个地步呢？
Is it to a point that we can truly understand when God tries to express himself?
我们不得不承认。
And we have to acknowledge.
我们知道神是爱。
We know that God is love.
但是我们永远不知道神的爱有多大。
But we will not understand how great God's love is.
我们知道神是有怜悯，有扶持。
And we know that God has mercy upon us and sustains us.
我们很难了解到神扶持我们到一个什么样的地步。
But it's very difficult for us to understand to what extent does God sustain us.
所以灵山篇那里头有几句话是把神这个性情做了一个完整的发表。
So some verses in 103 truly expresses completely God's nature.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得上一头我们所读过的那段话
？Verses, remember the verses we read.
现在接下来就说出那个结论出来了。
Now it continues to a conclusion.
天离地有何等的高？他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大
？For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him.
东离西有多远？他叫我们的过犯 离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
父亲怎么连续他的儿女，耶和华也是何等的，不，父亲怎么连续，怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人，因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
Just as the father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame; he is mindful that we are but.
我们把这小段话从幕后返回说从前。
And if we turn these words back to the beginning.
最后神说：“我知道。
”At the end,
你们都是尘土。
God said, "I know you are but dust."
那如果我们从这一个点然后再做起点，我们就会。就已经有我们自己的答案了。
And if we start from this point here, then we'll have to answer ourselves.
我们既然是尘土，那管它干什么
？Since we are dust, why pay attention?
就让它永远做尘土就好了。
Just let them be dust forever.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神知道，神也明明的说出，他是用着尘土来造我们这些人。
God knows, and He also explicitly tells us that He makes us from dust.
而我们的本质是尘土。
Our nature is dust.
但神把我们造出来的时候
，But as God created us,
他让他的灵进来。
He let His Spirit come into us.
立刻就借这个尘土的人转变了地位和实际，成为属神的人。
So this person from dust has change in his position in reality become someone belong to God.
然后他们这些人要发表神。
And these people will express God.
要代替神来执行权柄。
And would execute authority in place of God.
说得更明确一点。
And to put it more plainly.
神得着这些人来做他许许多多的儿子，是要带进荣耀里去的儿子。
God gains all these people to become His many sons and to bring these many sons into glory.
哦，你说这样，神就恩待我们了。
And we say this is how God is gracious to us.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要千万要记得，不管你外面看到我们在神的恩典里头给带到一个什么变化的结局里，我们的出身是尘土。
But brothers and sisters, remember, no matter how God has changed us outwardly, we are from dust.
当神这样把人带出来的时候
，So as God brings out men in this way,
神就把他的性情完全放在这个被造的人的身上，来显明他那永远的作为。
God places His nature completely in this created man to manifest His eternal will.
所以回到上头，神怎么说呢？
So when we go back a little bit earlier, what did God say?
他说，天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
For as high as the heavens are above earth, so great is His loving kindness toward those who fear Him.
天和地有多少距离啊？
So what is the distance between heaven and earth?
谁舌头说得出来
？Who can tell us？
宋弟兄可以说出来了。你在主人交通跟在交通道，没有人能交通的出来。
So nobody can tell us。
连现在是不是已经有一个天文望远镜比那个哈勃望远镜还要厉害的？他也说不出来。
So even though now we have some telescope that's even greater than what we have, but you cannot tell.
有多高？天离地有多高
？For as high as the heavens are above earth.
他的慈爱，像敬畏他的人，也是何等的大。
So great is His loving kindness toward those who fear Him.
我们很觉得很有意思。
And I find it very meaningful.
高，那是高，上下的问题。
The height is about what's the distance between
大是横面的负面的问题。
It doesn't have vertically, but for the greatness.
你如果能抓
得
这个话，神说出的，神是说出一件事情，不管你们在地上有多少人。
And so God is saying that no matter how many people are on earth.
你能说得出天和地有多高？
And can you tell how great the distance is
from
the heavens?
你才能限制我在地上对人约束，不给他们得怜悯。
If you can tell the distance, and you can tell how you can limit me and not be merciful to men.
我想弟兄姊妹，你读约拿书的时候，你读到末了，你就很清楚这个事情。
And verses, if you read the book of Jonah at the end, you will see this thing.
我们过去一直以为说，一般人都以为说，神只是顾念我们人。
And a lot of times we think that God only cares about men.
但是约拿书给我们一个新的看见。
But the book of Jonah gives us this new understanding. And verses, you should know.
神说，我怜悯尼尼微的人。不仅是认为他们有人。
I have mercy upon the people of Nineveh, not only because they're people.
因为在尼尼微城里头还有许多的牲畜。
Because in the city of Nineveh, there are.
我就要顾念他们。
Animals that I care for them also.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事情。
So, brothers, you can see the same.
神那个怜悯和慈爱，如果人不堕落的话，如果这个人的堕落而造成这个地是这样的抗拒神的话，
If man had not sinned and fell and created this rebellious of the earth toward God,
你能看到一件事。
Then you could see one thing.
如果在起初人吃了生命树的果子，
If in the beginning man ate of the
fruit
of the tree
of life, 你绝对不会看到人的中间的事情是越走越陷到下深处。
And then you will not see that man would keep going downhill.
人都不像人了。
The man is no longer like man.
物也固然不像物了。
And things are not like things.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神说，他的慈天离地有多高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也就有多大。
And God says that for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness
for
those who fear Him. And not only this,
上面还有话,
it continues.
东离西有多远,
他
叫我们的过犯, 离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到神说话从来没有月份。
And we see that when God speaks, He did not
trespass us.
Whatever He is, He
will say it. 不是的，他不会把它说成是。
Whatever it is, He will say it. If not,
是的，他不会打折扣说，没有那么厉害。
But if it's such a case, He will not give us
a
discount and say it's not so severe.
天离地是高低的问题。
And we say that the heavens are earth is a matter of height.
复原的问题。
And east and west is the breath.
那你告诉我。
Then you tell me.
东离西有多远。
How far is the east from the west?
你没办法说了。
That you have no way of telling.
对我们的观念来说是，怎么不可以说出来了？太阳从这边出来就是东嘛，从那边下去就是西嘛。
But for us, we might say that wherever the sun rises is the east, and wherever it sets is the west.
那现在你也可以看到了。
Now you can see.
假如说这个是太阳。
For example, we say this is the sun.
我们现在是在这里。
And we are there.
我们看见它在东边。
And we can see the sun is on the east.
现在到了黄昏了。
So now is the evening.
太阳到了这里。
So the sun sets here.
你再往东边去找太阳。
If you go to the east to find the sun,
找得到?
Can you find it?
找不到。
You cannot.
那你要去哪里找呢?
So where can you find it?
往西边找。
You need to go to the west.
那西边你就看见了。
And then you can see it from the west.
太阳从那边出来，从这边下去。
It will arise from that direction and sets here.
这个东到西也是团团转，没有尽头的。
And this going east from west is also a cycle.
在你所站的地位转变，它就跟着转变。
But whatever, if the place you stand changes, then it will change accordingly.
那说出什么？
So what does it say?
神的无限。
The infinity of God.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
那神这个无限跟我们有什么关系呢？
So what does God's infinity has to do with us?
他说他救我们的罪孽，离开我们有多远？
He says, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
弟兄姊妹，我们是在感谢主。
你留意到，
我们诗歌本里头有一首诗歌，说到我们在救恩里头的人，给神带到一个地步，成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，比雪更白，比羊毛更白。
In our hymn book, there's a hymn that says, we who have received God's salvation, we are cleansed white as snow and whiter than snow and whiter than the wool.
怎么可能是这样？
And how is it possible?
我们的罪过，我们虽然信了主，也常常给撒旦在那里挑起来，让你回想到自己的愚昧，转过来就怀疑神是不是真的救了我。
Even after we believe, we are always tempted by Satan to think about our foolishness and to doubt whether God has saved us.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主的话在这里很清楚地告诉我。
The words of the Lord are very clear here.
东离西有多远？
As far as the east from the west. 他叫
我们的过犯离开我们也有多远？
So far has he removed our transgressions from us.
所以我们成了圣洁没有瑕疵的人。
So we become someone who's holy without blemish.
那首诗歌就说到，比雪洁白，比雪还更要洁白。
The hymn goes whiter than snow, whiter than snow.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天昨天和今天，美国东部那边下大雪是100多年来的破纪录的。
And,
你看看，真的是全都是白雪盖满。
And, on the East Coast, both yesterday and today, they have a blizzard, and the record is record breaking, and it's all covered with snow.
平常很肮脏的街道都给白雪盖住了。
The streets that usually are very dirty now is covered by snow.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主是做这样的恩典怜悯我们。
This is how God has graced
us. 从外面的事物你可以这样去认识。
And you can understand this
by outward matters. 你回到你的家里，你看看自己和你的儿女。
But when you go back to your own home and look at yourself and your children.
你也知道你会怎样去承担儿女的困扰。
And you would know how you could take upon
your children's burden.
We thank and praise our Lord.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就留意
了。
103篇里头。
In Psalm 103.
好多好多句，你们要称颂耶和华。
There's so many verses that talks about bless the Lord.
为什么要称颂耶和华呢？
Why should we bless the Lord?
因为他是这样，用恩典、怜悯、扶持来吸引我们到他面前。
He draws us with his grace and mercy and sustaining us.
又用他的丰富他的全能来供应我们在跟随主的路上所需要的能力。
And he also uses his fullness and authority to provide for us, to give us strength to follow the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神在这里说到他的慈爱的时候，他就用我们所能接触到的各种不同的环境来叫我们你去留意。你留意这些事情，你就注意得到神是怎么来看我们这些人。
When God mentions about his loving kindness, he uses things that we can see, so that when we see these things, we understand. So that's why we have to bless the Lord.
天上的诸天使是称颂耶和华。
All the angels will bless the Lord.
也是称颂耶和华。
All the heavenly hosts will bless the Lord.
你们一切被他所造的，又是被他治理的，你们的心呢，更要称颂耶和华。
And all those who are created by him and reigned by him.All the more you should bless the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么 神借着大卫的这一个祷告，把他心里的意念向我们解开了。
It's through this psalm or prayer of David, God expresses Himself to us.
但是这个只是心灵上的，或者用人的话来讲是精神上的，我们属灵的话来讲就是属灵的事。
And this is not just mentally, but spiritually speaking, this is spiritual.
那在具体的事上呢？
But in practical matters,
神是不是也是这样来纪念我们在他的恩典和怜悯里呢？
Does God remember us in such a way in His grace and love?
你一接上去104篇，
As soon as you connected with Psalm 104,
你看见他起头还是那句话，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
In the very beginning is still that verse, Bless the Lord, O my soul.
那显然第零四篇的那一个祷告的内容，你说是紧接着零三篇下来的，也不会有人说不是一回事吧。
No one will object that the prayer, the content of this prayer in 104 is connected with 103.
你读到零四篇，
as you read Psalm 104,
其实用不着人用多少的话语来解说。
It doesn't take many words to explain this.
因为主在这里说出许多的事情。
Because the Lord speaks of many things here.
都是我们生活上常常接触到的。
Those are the things that we can often encounter.
但是我们也常常不放在心上的。
But those are also the things we ignore.
所以我们不觉得神在具体的事上面怎么恩待我们，我们要更好的来颂赞他。
So that's why we don't feel that God is gracious to us in some practical matters and we should praise Him.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果人不堕落的话，
If man did not fall,
这个世界不是跟着人的堕落而拒绝神的话，
And the world did not follow man's fall to and reject God.
104篇就是说出，那我个人以为他是说出创世纪第一第二章人没有堕落以前的神的安排。
And for me personally, I consider Psalm 104, is describing Genesis 1 and 2, the conditions before man's fall.
那这个安排真是，你说美丽，美丽的不得了。
And this arrangement is quite beautiful.
你说丰富，丰富的不得了。
And its fullness is also very great.
你说荣耀，荣耀的不得了。
And it's also very glorious.
啊，你说神的安排完满的不得了。
And you can say that God'sArrangement is plan is very complete.
弟兄姊妹，你要记住，你读到零四篇的时候，你不要把它看成现在的光景。
You must remember not to consider things mentioned in 104 as present day's condition.
你只能看见神永远的心意。
You can only look at it as God's eternal will.
从前出现过，在创世纪。
They happened before or during the time of Genesis.
但是人堕落了以后，那整个情况都改变到现在。没有回转。
But after man had fallen, the whole condition changed until today.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
因为神的话，神的旨意是要把人带回到神起初造人的目的，那首先就是国度了。
But God's will is to bring man back to his original plan.
然后就是新天新地了。
In the beginning is the kingdom, and at the end is the new heaven and new earth.
那个时候你再来看这些话呢，你又看到看到那个意思来了。
And at that time, if you look at these words again, you see the meaning.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想这一这零四篇啊，我只是读一遍，弟兄姊妹你全懂。
And I think if I just read 104 once, then you understand completely.
注意到这个事情，它果然很有趣。
And you might say that, oh, usually we don't pay much attention. It's indeed very interesting.
那我现在来读。弟兄姊妹们，慢慢来想。
So let me read it now, and brothers and sisters, think about this.
那第一节。
Verse 1.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，耶和华我的神啊，你为至大，你以尊荣威严为衣服，披上亮光如披外袍，铺将重仓如铺幔子， 在水中留隔的栋梁，用云彩为车辇，借着风的翅膀而行，以风为他的使者，以火焰为仆役，将地立在根基上，使地永不动摇。你用深水遮盖地面，流如衣裳，诸水高过山岭，你的七载一伐，水变奔逃，你的雷声一伐，水变奔流，诸山上身上，诸谷林下，归你为所安定之地。你定了界限，使水不能过去，不再转回遮盖地面。耶和华先留意这一段。
That was just read from verse 1 to 9.
弟兄姐妹，你很清楚知道。
My sister,
你如果把挪亚的洪水做界限，
if you use Noah's flood
在这段话的后面，那也就是说以后的那事情就说到洪水以后的那个光景，你会更清楚那一个实际的情形。
And if you look at the verses after verse 9 to be the condition after Noah's flood, then you understand it more clearly.
你在开始时那一段你就看到，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌。在起初的时候你 是看到这个东西了。
And you can see that this is describing what it says about in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and in the beginning it was void and formless.
我记得我已经和弟兄姊妹交通过这一点。
And I remember I fellowship with my sisters on this point.
你读创世纪第一章第一节的时候。
When you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
和第二节开始的时候。
And also verse 2.
要很谨慎的来掌握那里说的是什么。
You have to be very careful to grab hold of what it is talking about here.
你可以问神为什么是这样。
And you can ask God why is it such a way.
神在圣经里头也有答案。
And there's answers in the Bible.
但是我要再提一件事情的。
But what I'd like to mention.
那是说刚才我们所读的那一段话。
That the verses that we just read.
你记得。起初神创造天地。
And you have to remember, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌。
The earth was formless and void.
渊面黑暗。
And the darkness was over the surface of the deep.
你说，神怎么造天地是造出这样的一个糊里糊涂的环境呢？
And you might say, why would God create the earth in such a confusing state?
不是的。有大道理，有大事情在里头。
And it's not the case because there's a great thing that happened.
如果我们会读一些原文的圣经的话，你知道这里头的话，不仅是创世纪是这样说，整本圣经都是这样说。
Are you able to understand the original text?
起初神创造什么？
And it says, in the beginning, God created. What did God create?
不是创造天。
It's not to create a heaven.
神创造的是诸天。
But God created the heavens in plural.
是说有好多个天。
There are many heavens.
但是我们不知道神说这个好多的天是说它的宽阔呢，还是上它的高矮。
But we don't know whether this heavens talk about the breadth of the heavens or
the 反正神是说是诸天。
But God said it's many heavens.
那所以创世纪第一章所说的诸天就已经把我们带到一个地步，脱离晚上你抬头仰望的时候满天星斗，哎呦这个天好大。
So this heavens, as mentioned here, already tell us this is not limited to the sky that we see at night at a small star, and we say the sky is so big.
不可能，这个天是好大。
It's of course the sky is very
big. 但是它只是神所造的诸天里头的一个天。
But this is only one heaven among the many heavens that God created.
那然后往下说呢？
And then when it continues,
就说到这个地。
It talks about the earth.
那你看到天上满是星斗。
And you see many stars in the sky.
如果你站，你是站在一个物质的立场来说的，只要你站到哪一个星球上，哪一个星球就是地。
And in terms of from the point of material, whatever planet you stand on, then you see the star as the Earth.
啊，我不知道弟兄姊妹领会我这个话吧。我就说一个具体的事就好。人到过月球去了。
And let me put it in a practical way, the man has gone to the moon.
当那个到月球的人一站到月球的地面的时候
，When the man landed on moon，
你问他，地在哪里
？And you ask him where's the earth？
你不可能说，远远那个地球就是地。
And you would not say that the earth that is far away is the earth.
你只能说现在我站住这个地方就是地。
And you would only say that this place that I'm standing on is the earth.
那这是头一第一个观念。
So this is the first.
我们要确定下来的。
Something that we have to.
另外，你注意《创世纪》第一章，他说神创造诸天和这地。
And in the beginning of Genesis, God created heavens and the earth.
很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
地有许多的地。
There are many earths.
但是神不说，我也是把许多的地造出来。
But God did not say that He has created many earths.
虽然是神所造的。
Even though it's created by God.
但神在他的创造过程的里头是特别指明这一个地。
But in God's process of creation, He specifically mentioned this earth.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
圣经里头有给我们答案。
And the Bible gives us answer.
那当然我们就知道，撒旦的堕落霸占了这个地，又用着这一个地作为反对神的基地。
That after Satan has fallen, he occupied the earth and he uses this earth as the basis to oppose God.
那在神的救赎的恩典里头。
In God's grace of
我们平常只是注意到神要救赎人。
We usually just pay attention that God will redeem men.
感谢主。
But we thank
God. 你真的回到主的话里头。
If you truly return back to God's
words. 你看到。
Then you see.
神不但是救赎人。
Not only does God save men.
神也要救赎地。
God will also redeem the land.
神救赎人是神得着人做他器皿。来去得回地。
God redeems men in order to gain men as vessels to gain the land back.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当你把创世纪的那个过程能领会过来的时候，你再读是104篇，你就看到当时的光景。
If you understand the process mentioned in Genesis, then come back to Psalm 104, then you will understand the words here.
那里说的好多的事情。
There are many things that are mentioned here.
一直说到。挪亚的洪水
，and it continues to talk about the flood.
那由挪亚的洪水以后，神跟人跟可以说是跟人跟地立了约，不再用水来灭地。
After Noah's flood, God established a covenant with man and the land that He would not flood the land anymore.
但是经过洪水
，but after the flood,
地就变了形了。
The land has changed its form.
高山出来了。
Mountains appear.
深海出来了。
And the deep sea appeared.
但是有意思。
But what's interesting?
神说我给水定了界限。
The God said He has established a boundary for the waters, and they cannot trespass.
如果他一越过这个界限，就是犯规了。
If the sea trespasses, then it violates the rule.
当然我们就想，那现在很多许多的水灾的事情，不是这水越过了地吗
？But then we can ask, so many floods nowadays, isn't that the water has trespassed?
是，但是那是局部的。
It's true, but it's only local.
不是全面的。
It's not all over the world.
挪亚那个时候是全面的。
For Noah, it's all over the world.
但神就定规了，那么就安定了这么一些。到现在我们还看到。
So now we'll see even further.
然后就说到神对水的那一个使用。
That how God uses the waters.
真有意思。
It's very interesting.
你第十节开始
，Beginning from verse 10，
耶和华使泉源涌在山谷，流在山间，使野地的走兽有水喝，野驴得解其渴。天上的飞鸟在水旁住宿，在树上 初级上提教，他从楼阁中浇灌山林，因他作为的功效，地就丰足，他使草生长，给六畜吃，使菜蔬发展，供给人用，使人从地里能得食物，又得酒，能热人心，得油，能滋润人面，得粮，能养人心。佳美的事物，就是黎巴嫩上是有所栽种的，都满了执仗。我不，底下还有些。不念完了。
We read from verse 10 to 16, and we won't continue.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这件的时候，你留意到一个什么事情在我们的生活环境里在发生的
？When you see these words, what kind of phenomenon do you see in our daily life?
也许弟兄姊妹都知道，有这么的一些话语是说到，这个在这个地球上面所有的生物。他们是彼此连接起来，形成那个食物的链。
And maybe you have heard that all the living things on Earth has formed, connected together and created this food chain.
你看到被造之物所有之间，他们除了他们本身的一个功用之外，都有一个共同的供应。都有一个共同的用处去供应需要它的人。
And all the living things, not only do they have the individual functions, they have these common functions.
比方我们说
provide for man.
你常常看见一些蜜蜂啊、蝴蝶啊，在那个花朵那里转来转去啊。
And you see, often see the bees and the butterflies around the flowers.
你怎么看这个事
？What do you make out of it？
你说他们在那里采花蜜来养活它。
And you say that they are trying to get the honey to provide for themselves.
当然，这是其中一个功用。
And of course, this is one of the functions.
但是它所产出来的蜜或者和糖
，But the honey they make
是不是也供应了人的需要
？Does it not also supply for man's need? Especially in China.
蜜糖应该算是中药里头的一种吧。
Honey is counted as one of the Chinese medicine.
这种植物你看到这是物与物之间的那个连接，所以构成说是食物链。
So you see the connection, among the living things. That's why they create.
你往上来看的时候，你就看到了。
And then if you continue to read on, you understand.
描述的很细，但是很真。
And these are very detailed description, also very real.
因为往上看的时候，你就看到。
As you continue to read on, you see this.
看到什么呢
？And what do you see?
树木结果。
The trees they bear fruit.
植物结种结籽粒。
And the plants give forth seeds.
人就在那里得了粮食。
And man has food.
神也在那里。按照是神的安排，让地可以显明有四季的那种区别。
And according to God's plan, that the land has for four seasons.
因为一没有四季的区别，那活物也活不出来了。
And because if there's no distinction among the four seasons,
一物和一物是。都有一个连接的关系在那。
Animal cannot live, and you see all living things have this connection.
我读到这个时候，我的最有意思的是什么？
But what is most meaningful to me is that.
我们常常看到，公安这边的警察，那是警察局的还是什么？哎，某里山上，最近发现有山狮在那里出来。
There's some county. Recently, there is a mountain lion.
让人要留意，不要惹动它。
And so the police are telling people not to provoke them.
那现在一些大的动物，人都惧怕它的。
And now men fear some bigger animals.
但是对那些动物来说，它有一个天然的性情呢，是谁一直没有给他们改变的
？But there's a nature in these animals that has not been changed.
这里说了。
Here.
动物夜间出来
that the animals they come out at the dark.
白天就回去。
And then they go back to their cave in the during the day.
因为你不要以为这个是小事。
Brothers and sisters, do not consider it a small matter.
我们的安全和神这一个安排。 有直接的关系,
that our safety has a direct relationship with this plan.
如果神的那个安排管理不是说, 哎呦, 天还没有, 天还没有黑, 你跑出来干什么?
And if the arrangement of God is such a way that, if it's not dark yet, then the animals come out.
或者说, 东方的曙光已经出来了, 你还躲在外面去干什么?
Or the sun is coming out from the east, and why is you hiding outside?
这个用不着我们去叫那些动物。
We thank the Lord, we do not have to teach the animals.
他们天性里面就是这样。
In the nature, they are like this.
伊甸园堕落的时候是这样, 伊甸园堕落了以后还是这样, 不过, 就有点不守规矩的事情呢, 就会发生。
Before the fall in the Garden of Eden, it was like this, and afterwards it's the same. But still, of course, still there's some exception.
第二个问题，我不详细再提了。
And I won't go into details.
你如果细细的读那个零四篇，
If you read Psalm 104 in detail,
你读出一个结果出来。
And you will read this conclusion.
神非常非常喜欢我们去默想他所做。
God is very pleased when we meditate upon who He is and His work.
因为当你看到神的所做他所事，你不能不向神发出歌颂。Because
if you meditate upon God's who He is and what He's done, you cannot but to praise Him.
你往下读的时候，你一直读到新天新地的出现来代替这个旧造的。
Because as you continue to read on, you see the new heaven and new earth to take the place of this old creation.
但是我想，弟兄姊妹，你看下去你就知道。And
as you read on, brothers and sisters, you understand.
那因此，在33节开始。So
beginning from verse 33.
就把这两处圣经里头常常出现那一句话，又拿出来做总结。
And here it uses the verses that are mentioned very often as a conclusion.
33节，弟兄姊妹们，替我念到底。我要一生上耶和华唱诗，我还活的时候，要向我的神歌颂。愿他以我的默念为甘甜，我要因耶和华欢喜。愿罪人从世上消灭。
让恶人归于无有，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。Verses 33 to 34, 35。弟兄姊妹，你看到，零四零四零五呃零三零四篇就好像催促你要去颂赞耶和华。And
you can see, brothers and sisters, 104.
为什么要颂赞耶和华呢？104 urges us to praise the Lord. To praise
文字不是很多，但是道理很强。
Why do we need to bless the Lord? It's not that many words.
并且神一直说出，你们称颂我，你们就做了对的事。Because
God continues to say, if you praise me, then you are doing the right thing.
当你们做这样对的事的时候，
when you do this correctly,
神就说。 我就感觉甘甜。And
God said that I will.
那说是二十四节那一句话。Verse
24.
应该成为我们常常给提醒，为什么我们要思念主？为什么我们要从主所做的里边看到神的自己？
And in verse 24, it tells us why we should always remember the Lord and to see Him in the things that He has created.
一面是我们承认神的权柄，神是可佩服的。
On one hand, we acknowledge that God's authority, that He is to be revered.
乃是满足神的心意。
On the other hand, it's to satisfy God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道。 大家有没有这样的一个体会？
And I don't know, brothers have this understanding.
你说什么是神最喜悦的？
And you ask what is the most pleasing to God?
我想一般来说，我们的意念总是这样：我们乐意遵行神自己的话，我们 肯定神是我们追求的目标和方向，这个是神所喜悦的。
And we'll say that if we obey God's words and to acknowledge that He's the goal and the direction of a pursuit, then it would be pleasing to God.
当然，这些是神所喜悦的。
And of course, these are pleasing to God.
但是你不能不往深处再问一问。
But you should not stop and not go deeper to ask. Why would you want to obey God's words?
拣选神的旨意。
Why do you want to choose God's will?
那就和这主。主借着大卫的祷告在这里所说出的。
So this is expressed in here through the words, prayer of David.
大卫说出神心里最甘甜的那件事，乃是属神的人常常的默念到他。
And David says that the sweetest to God, what is sweetest to God is that those who he created.We meditate upon him often.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是被主这样的吸引过来，留意做一个讨神喜悦的人。
This is how we're drawn by God to be someone who wants to
please him. 但是我们必须要常常掌握住。
But we have to have a very good grasp.
叫神最得满足的是什么
？What is most pleasing to God?
不是。不能说你为他做许多的工程不喜悦。
It's not that it doesn't please him if you do many work for him.
不过从这里神发表他的心思来说，只有你常常默想神的所事和神的所做，这是神最大的满足。
But here it expresses as you meditate often upon who God is and his works that is most pleasing.
因为是这样的一件事情才催促我们。我们要以神做我们的标，以神的心意做我们的追求的方向。
And this reminds us that we have to pursue God according to His heart desire.
以神所做成还没有完成的事做我们追求的目的。
And regard what God is doing, His work that is not accomplished.
我们感谢主。
As our direction,
we thank God. 诗篇的话。有些时候你也不知道要叫怎样才能读得进去。
And sometimes we don't know how to read into the words of the song.
但是弟兄姊妹记得。
But brothers and sisters remember this.
你要把诗篇里边的那个话语时间地点人物那几个事情弄清楚我们就看到。神在地上要做的一切的事情都很显明在其中。
And verses is we make clear about the time, the places and the people in the Psalms and we will be clear.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
难怪许多被主引导的人都会在神面前说神啊用你的话来引领我们叫我们知道我们该选择的路。
And no wonder many who follow the Lord ask the Lord, Lord, use your words to guide us, to lead us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们曾有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的话语解开，真的是发出亮光。
Because indeed, as your words are opened up, it gives
us light. 你叫我们留意到，我们平常疏忽的事情。
So that we pay attention to the things that we often neglect.
你让我们明白你心里头最迫切要得着的事。
You let us know what is the most urgent in your heart.
主啊，你要得着人。
You want to gain men.
你更要得着地。
And you, all the more you want to gain
land. 你要把一切都带回从前你创造的时候的那一个美和那一个荣耀。
And you want to bring all things back to your creation, how glorious and how beautiful they were.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
时刻借着圣灵开我们的窍。
Use your Holy Spirit to open up our understanding.
从你的话里头看见光。
And to see light in your words.
叫我们不住地在光中见光。
So we continue to see light within light.
直到我们与你面对面的时候。
Until we see you face to face.
我们将祷告仰望。
We look to you and we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.